Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The recent wildfires in Los Angeles have once again highlighted the devastating and prolonged impact of these disasters, not just in their immediate destruction, but in the ongoing challenges they present due to shifting winds, power outages, and restricted access to impacted areas. Businesses and homeowners alike have begun the difficult process of recovery. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Bo Bishop, SVP of Catastrophe Operations at Charles Taylor. Bo, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. Nice to be with you as well.
So, Bo, what are the unique complexities of wildfire recovery, including the challenges posed by damaged infrastructure?
Well, there's a number of complexities. Probably first and foremost is the fact that wildfires aren't abrupt in their beginning and their end. They go through a life cycle of their own. They can vary depending on terrain, the weather, wind events, wind patterns, and so containment is always an issue. Second to that, you run into instances where you do have martial law that you have to, you know, as a component while they go through search and rescue or recovery. You have issues where in prominent, especially urban areas, where you have to worry about looting and things of that nature. So you go and you deal with the task at hand and deal with the complexities of what's going on the ground. And usually that's within daylight hours. Another thing that wildfires tend to produce is wide-scale power outages, whether through the fires themselves or through the utility company shutting off power to try and keep more fires from starting. And so you're restricted to daytime activities, you're restricted to governance, and all of that is in an effort to protect the public. Now, from our perspective, you also deal with post-fire complexities like soil erosion and soil degradation. If the weather were to change rapidly and they were to get, you know, a heavy rainfall amount, you tend to see a lot of landslides, mudslides post-event. So those are a lot of the challenges. And then lastly, I would say that you have to deal with, you know, the lack of water resources. Now that could be through, you know, how the government deals with it. Is there enough reservoirs? Are there enough, you know, water facilities to help maintain and put out fires, all the way up to what's the rainfall been in the last 6 months and where's the water sources come from? So a lot of different variables that are a lot different than a lot of the catastrophes that we deal with on a more cyclical basis.
What are some steps homeowners and businesses can take to safeguard their properties?
Well, some of the things that the homeowners can do on their own really have more to do with knowing what their policy does and does not cover so that they can be as proactive in the application of coverage and make sure that they are fully insured for the losses that they could incur. And also making proactive attempts at inventory management of their home. You know, very few of us ever go through our home once a year, twice a year, and really inventory all the things that we have and making sure that we're properly insured. Do we have a high amount of jewelry or collectibles? Do we have any fine art? Do we have any type of item that wouldn't normally be covered or might be a policy limit that we need to make sure that we have extended coverage for? Now, outside of those two things, most of it is going to be environmental. You know, not everyone has a lot of acreage around their home, so it's hard to have a defensive space, an area around your home that can help keep a fire from getting all the way up to it. And even then, with the winds and how the weather patterns go, that may or may not help. You know, unless it's new construction, you may or may not have fire retardant materials that, you know, your home is constructed with. And so some of those things are just not going to be, really in the homeowner's purview as far as what they can or cannot do. Probably the easiest thing is debris removal. If you live in a home and you have a lot of debris around your house, you know, as much of that as you can have cleaned up, it's less fuel for a fire to engage.
Bo, what are some of the challenges businesses and homeowners face when filing claims after a wildfire? And how can they expedite the recovery process?
Well, the biggest challenge usually is the not knowing what has occurred. Most of the time in a wildfire, you have a large evacuation radius. You're completely dependent upon the news. You can't see what you can't see. You don't know what you have or haven't lost. And so there is a timeline that's a lot more protracted than you would have in other events. It might take you days, weeks, and unfortunately sometimes even a month or two before you can get back to your home or to your business to evaluate the damage and the extent that it, you know, to what extent the damage has occurred. So with that challenge, you have to think about, okay, well, do we have the financial wherewithal to sustain ourselves for that length of time? Does our policy help us in that regard, whether it be with additional living expenses or business interruption coverage, anything that can help us, pardon the pun, weather that storm. Along with that, you know, it goes back to knowing your policy and knowing what is covered, what is not covered, what you can do, you know, from a records standpoint, if it's a business, you know, what was your level of inventory? How many, you know, how much asset value did you have, you know, in your business at that moment, or how much business interruption are you incurring? If it's a home, what items there, you know, that can easily be identified and reported to your insurance company or to your agent to help you try to speed up the process, which is already going to be long and protracted. Unfortunately, these challenges just do not go away very easily in these events unless you're on the periphery of the impacted zone.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What is Charles Taylor's role in assessing losses across the various sectors?
Well, Charles Taylor is a fully functioning third-party administrator, meaning that we can have a variety of roles. Most typically in these types of events, we act as property adjustment firm, as a property adjustment firm. We are there to help do the adjustment and help with the claim itself for, you know, the insured and with the carrier that is insuring them. We are there to assess the damage. We bring experts, whether it be engineering firms, to help us figure out, you know, the best solution, whether we are to rebuild fully or if there's partial structure, can we utilize any of the existing building or substructure to our advantage to speed up the recovery process. We're there to help with the accounting services when we're dealing with business interruption and making sure that people are made whole for the losses that are incurred while they are out of business. We are there to make sure that the living expenses while people are displaced, if they're staying in hotels or Airbnbs, you know, any type of additional expenses that a family were to incur, we're there to make sure that those are recaptured up to the policy limits, or at least in accordance with the policy itself. And then lastly, we have other sectors that will help with specialty businesses like solar farms or wind farms and the specialty energy sector, or high value assets like fine art. We have divisions that help with some of the more bespoke things that could be lost in a fire. So while it all revolves around property in this particular case, very wide breadth of services that are offered, all of which tie into trying to make sure that the insured is made whole again as quickly as possible.
Bo, do events like these represent opportunities for agents to get in front of clients, even those who were not directly impacted by the fires?
Well, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it's not an ideal situation for a catastrophic event to be the determining factor for an agent to get in front of an insured. However, it is an opportunity nonetheless. It allows the agent to learn from those that are affected what their questions are, and then be proactive with those that aren't affected and try to answer some of those questions in case in future events, you know, someone else is affected. It also allows you to learn, you know, of the questions being asked, what are some of our strengths? What are some of our pitfalls when we're going out to market and we're, you know, soliciting this business and trying to have these policies bound for these insureds, and making sure that they fully understand that which they can or cannot get some type of recoupment for their losses. You know, most times it's in these instances where we find that the insured believes that their policy is one way, and when in fact it is something totally different or some variation in between. It seems that most insureds in the moment, they are more, you know, they have to have insurance for their mortgage carrier, or most people know that it's prudent to have insurance, but simply having a policy in place versus having proper coverage is always going to be a little bit of a balance. And that these are teachable moments and moments that all of us can use to better explain the nuances of the policies, because a lot of them do have a lot of endorsements, a lot of riders and attachments that people don't always pay attention to or don't always fully understand. So yes, absolutely. This is a great time for both those that are affected and not affected to reach out, and or for the broker and agent to reach out as well.
Well, Bo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, all the best. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
That was Bo Bishop, SVP of Catastrophe Operations at Charles Taylor. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.